Welcome today to the show, my friends. Listen, before we kick off, I want to make sure that you are aware of the Mile High Profit Summit happening outside of Denver, Colorado, September 2023. Go to milehighprofitsummit.com and join us and learn how to sell unafraid. And we're going to be covering not just sales, but how to attract the right customers, how to price your work right, bunch of leadership stuff. I'm super excited. Go to the damn site and see the lineup that we have there ready for you guys. And with that, let's go. I want to dig into these three strategies to help you win more in your bidding game. Number one, first and foremost, guys, if you want to win in the bidding game, you need to understand before you put a number to a project, what it costs you to stay in business, aka your overhead, okay? You must understand what your overhead is. And then the second thing, you must understand what your break-even point is. So I'm going to help you get clear on this with a couple quick examples here. Number one, let's say that your overhead in your company is $20,000 a month and you are currently getting producing work at a 35% gross profit. Hang me, okay? 20 grand in overhead, 35% gross profit. You need to deposit in revenue, not sell for La La Land, but you need to put in the fucking bank $57,143 just to break even, not even to make a damn profit. Okay? Second example, with the same 20 grand in overhead at a 50% gross profit, you only need 40 grand even to break 40,000 bucks to break even. You need $17,000 less to break even. Okay, so think about that. The point of this is to make sure that you're selling at rates that will lead to a profit, that you're not making this harder than it needs to be. All right, think about how many more. If your average job size is 5,000 bucks, give or take, you need 8 jobs at the 50%, and you need what? 8, 9 to 11 jobs at the 35% to just break even. That's bullshit. Okay, it's too hard, too much heavy lifting. So this is also within the context of the number of leads you get, your sales close rate, and your average job size. There's a lot of things into this, but guys, if you don't know what it is costing you to stay in business, just to break even, you have no business pricing a fucking job up right now, all right? So what I want you to do, see, I'm all about edumacating you here, all right? So for example, some of you may be like confused. You're like, okay, so if a job costs me 10 grand, I need to multiply it times 1.5, and that's a 50%. No. Okay. If you want a 33% gross profit, multiply it by 1.5. If you want a 50% gross profit, you multiply it by 2. All right. Probably have 100 videos on this channel on this shit alone, so I'm not going to go into it now. All right. Second thing, hope you win the bidding game. You need to plan for uncertainty and chaos. Projects rarely go as planned. Mother Nature is going to hijack your ass in the production side. Your employees or subs are going to flake out from time to time. The client is a psychopath. All right. Or maybe you just simply screwed the pooch on the bid and you're like, oh my God, now I'm paying to do this project. Okay. Make sure each project is assigned a number of hours or dollars as a safety net for you. So for example, if you bid a job that comes out to 65 man hours and you have a 3-man team, that's about 22 hours per guy. That's not even 3 full 8-hour workdays. So just bump it to 24 hours a guy and sell it at a 72-hour job. That's a little more than a 10% buffer, and that's going to help you, you know, be more profitable if everything goes great. And if you take it on the chin somewhere, at least you have a little bit of time and money built into the project to not take such a beating. Another strategy, maybe you work with all subs or a blend of subs and employees. All right, you come up with a project that, say, $50,000 is what you need to charge for a 50% gross profit. Okay, add 15% on it. Okay, add 10, add 15, add 20. I don't care what you add. Add something and you find a way to level up your sales skills. Quit competing on price, compete on value. Fighters, quick announcement. Mile High Profit Summit tickets are on sale right now. We've been getting crazy messages and emails about, when are you going to put tickets on sale? We want to be there this year. So if you want to join hundreds of other amazing FWs as they work on themselves, work on their businesses, go to milehighprofitsummit.com. Check out what we have for you there. Join me, Steve Rosenberg, Ben Newman, and a bunch of other total FWs that are going to bring the fire to you and help you walk out of there with actionable tips, strategies, tactics, and any other word I can think of to help you get better. MileHighProfitSummit.com. Third and final thing I want to talk about here to help you win in the bidding game. Ignore the going rate. Let me say it again and shout it from the rooftops. Ignore the going rate. Why? Here's why. Most contractors don't know their numbers. Yet most are looking around and they base their pricing on the other contractors in their area or upon what their prospects are telling them. It makes no sense. Guys, mind your own business. Your numbers are the only numbers that matter. Based on your overhead, your profit goals, your life situation, where you want to take the business, what type of lifestyle you want to have. Far too many contractors are working too hard and too much for too little. It's bullshit. It makes no sense. So I'm going to give you four quick little ways that you can work towards ignoring the going rate. All right. See, I'm going to go to you where you're at right now. I'm not to expect you to come to heaven yet. Okay. Let's stair step the stairway to heaven. Look at that. See what I just said? All right, whatever. Number one, if you want to work towards not giving a shit about the going rate, create your own propaganda. Okay. What I mean is create your own content. Okay. Educate people. You be the education system for the prospects that are out there. All right. We've talked about this again 1,000 times in this channel. I'm not going to go into it now. Number two, hang around others who are doing it. You become who you hang with. Many of you don't think this is possible because you don't see anyone that you know doing it, so that you automatically just have this mental roadblock and this stubbornness and just go, no, it can't work in my area. It's bullshit. It can work in your area and in your industry. Third thing, level up your sales skills, God damn it. Seriously, level up your skills. You know how to cut wood. You know how to paint something. You know how to run the sprayer, the machine, or whatever it might be. You know, but you couldn't fucking sell profitably to save your life because you think it's about the fucking numbers. And it's not about the numbers. It's about the connection between you and the prospect. It's about making them feel important. It's about you understanding their needs for buying and wanting to do the project and not your needs first. Not to say that your needs aren't important and all the reasons you think they should buy from you, but you guys go in there guns a-blazing. Oh, I've got 20 years experience. I'm a badass. And I had this certification, this factory training. We're a such and such installed supplier. That fuck you. All right. Learn how to sell. Selling is not telling. Selling is connection. It's communication. It's asking questions. It's shut your fucking mouth when they're answering you. And then you peel it back more. And then you ask another question. And then you peel it back more. And pretty soon they love you. They want you to fucking date their daughter because they think you're such a cool motherfucker. All right. Maybe not your daughter. All right. I ain't ever, whatever. Okay. So got a little fired up there. A little fired up. You know why? Because most of you watching this are arrogant motherfuckers who think you know how to sell and you don't know how to sell. It's not about scripts. I'm not going to go close the deal. No. Are we a good fit or not? Let's have a open and honest conversation. Okay? I'm going to respect you in your time. You're going to respect me in my time. Remember, you fucking called me. You don't say this to them, but they called you because at some point they perceive you're the expert. Yet you go in there and you vomit all over the fucking sales process and wonder why they'd ghost your ass. All right, I don't want to get worked up again. I haven't taken my blood pressure pill yet today. So, all right, number four. Fourth way you can work towards ignoring the going rate. Logan's just behind the camera shaking his head, man. He's just like, here he goes. I know someone else who whispers and it's really creepy. So anyways, number four. Become a lead generating machine. Guys, when you have plenty of leads coming, this is why I say build your brand. Join a fucking networking group. Okay? learn how to sell, learn how to connect with people, learn how to do copywriting, write an email subject line, you know, write an ad if you're doing direct mail that actually attracts somebody. The better you get at marketing, the more qualified leads that come in. You don't have to give a fuck what anyone else is charging because you don't need to sell all the jobs. I will tell you right now, our Battleground members, for every 100 leads, our most successful Battleground, like the top 100 Battleground members that are fucking millionaires right now, have like a 20% closing rate. Okay, why? Because they have so many fucking leads coming in, they pick the jobs they want and they don't play anyone's games. You guys are slamming your dick in the door every day wondering why your life's not getting any better. All right, and public service announcement, that's never a good idea. Okay, slam it in the door because that hurts. All right, guys, winning the bidding game comes down to putting yourself in a category of one. Make yourself the only and obvious choice, and the things we teach here in the fight will put you on that path. We offer several courses for you to do that. I know some of you guys are newer in this and that. Hey, if you're more advanced, email help@thecontractorfight.com if you want to work with us. But if you're somebody just getting started out or you're just struggling with some of this basic shit, go to thecontractorfight.com/courses and level up your business game. We got stuff on marketing and sales and numbers and all that good shit. All right. To help you win right now. I appreciate you for hanging out here today. Thanks. If you've spent 1 minute of your existence consuming anything we do here in the Contractor Fight, I appreciate you. I want you to win. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.